Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. On the way, we'll talk about toads, believe it or not. What could that have to anything to do with anything important? Well, you'll find out. But first, from Yearning to Breathe Free at Blogspot, a few thoughts from a blogger on how to think like a statist. Now, Nick, what is a statist?
It's somebody who believes in a very maximal role for government, basically the opposite of a free market or a libertarian society.
Right, that we can't have this market out there just operating. We need to have people that know what they're doing. Government central planners deciding everything. They need to be micromanaging business. They need to be micromanaging your personal life. They need to be telling you what to do. That sort of thing. Whether it's economic or personal freedom issues, the statist believes the government knows best. Right?
Right, and the perfect example would probably be Stalin, as close to a perfect example as we've had in a while, which he basically controlled everything about people's lives, a state that has almost absolute power, and it doesn't really matter whether you call it communism or fascism, that's the epitome of statism. But there are softer forms, too.
Our blogger says, I tell you, being an advocate for sound economics is not easy. Despite the fact that the free market can provide a million, billion empirical examples that it's a superior engine of progress for civilization, generating wealth, improving technology, and promoting peaceful interaction among otherwise opposing groups of the human family, it's really shocking to see the tenacity with which statists will cling to their fantasies that we need the state to provide a firm foundation for society. The state is a contradiction. It is violence. It is theft. It claims it exists to protect ordinary people from violence and theft, but fundamentally it exists by these two things. And that's the great paradox of the government. It's suggested, and the whole purpose of government is supposedly to keep you safe, to protect your property and to protect your life. But in order to do those things, they threaten your property and they threaten your life.
Right. I mean, especially in our Lockean theory that we have in this country and to some extent in Britain, that was the idea that government would protect our freedom by taking our freedom away, which is a paradox. But there are some parts of the world where I think people are more honest about what government is. Like North Korea or many places in the Arab world. They'll say that, and some people even like it, they'll say that it provides order, but not necessarily safety and freedom. It just provides order.
Yeah, and I don't know if it really provides order. I think it's more of an illusion.
Well, there's the perception out there that a free market wouldn't allow for that kind of order. And really what that amounts to is there are lots of little bands of people who would like to be a government, like Muslim extremists or just any rebel group in certain parts of the world. The only reason that you need a state there, well, you don't really need it, but the state can claim that you need them there to keep these rebel groups down.
To prevent the worst people from getting in charge.
Right, but they're usually equally as bad.
Since as I've thought about it, I've come to realize there are two bedrock principles upon which statists will base 99% of their arguments, and they are as follows. First, as an economic principle, monopoly is more efficient than competition. This is what the statist believes. Free competition among different suppliers of goods and services does not lead to innovation, greater output, higher quality, and lower prices. Instead, a competitive marketplace leads to a severe restriction of goods, affordable only to the super rich, while ordinary people, the poor, go without. We've actually heard comments to this effect. There was a John Stossel special on education that came out, I think it was this year, which highly recommend. What was it? I don't remember what it was called, though, unfortunately.
Stupid in America?
Stupid in America, where one of the teachers' union members was just aghast at the idea of bringing competition into education. She said that competition doesn't belong in education. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the unions don't like the idea of merit-based pay, even within a public school system.
If you've been there a while, you get paid more, right?
Right. The idea that a teacher who gets good results gets paid more is absurd to them.
Right, which this mentality has actually managed to infect their students. I'm not sure how this happens exactly, but Julia, my girlfriend, works at a restaurant, And a lot of these kids that are coming in, 17, 18, 19 years old, their first job, they believe, they have this mentality that, well, you know, I've been here longer, so I deserve more, a bigger raise than that other guy who's brand new, even though the other guy is actually, following policy and the other guy's doing what the store managers want, and the kids that think they deserve a big raise are slacking off. So they've been trained to believe that length of time served somehow should translate into more money made, and it's just not how it works.
Well,
in the real
workplace
world.
Will teach them a different lesson.
Oh, it is. Yeah, they're definitely being taught the correct lesson here, but it just really goes to show how effective the government schools are at indoctrinating these kids. Anyway, he says that's what they believe. What he says is that Monopoly, again, they believe Monopoly is more efficient than competition. Empirically, it's laughable. Yet it's the argument they like to use when arguing that without a government, people on the lowest rung of the economic ladder would then be vulnerable to predation by robbers, murderers, rapists, and other thugs. They fail to explain what exactly is so magical about the provision of security that it's exempt from the basic laws of economics. Yep, that's what they believe. And their solution to protecting these people from theft and violence is to establish a monopoly organization for these services, which derives its revenues by theft and threats of violence for not paying the extortionary protection money. Now, they don't call it protection money. When you open an envelope and it says property taxes on the top of it, it doesn't say this is a threat. You know, this is extortion. We are you pay this or else. Now, you do sort. There is an or else in there, in that, you know, if you don't pay, they're going to charge you 12% interest or whatever. But it is a threat. I mean, it's not so explicit a threat, but that's what it is.
I can make the case why security, at least defense, and I believe the justice system differ, in my opinion. And that's largely because the provision of security is the provision of men with guns. And when you get rid of a government, theoretically, an anarcho-capitalist system, completely anarcho-capitalist, would work. But that's if everybody plays by the rules and everybody's committed to liberty. If you have large segments of the population who aren't, and you have people who, mafiosos, other thugs, mm-hmm. then you just get new governments. They might not be as organized, but that's the argument. I think that holds.
But the mafia doesn't have the aura of legitimacy around it. So if the mafia wants to go around and threaten people, then there's no prohibition on retaliation in that particular case.
There's not until they assume 100% market share and become a government. I mean, the difference between
mafiosos... How do they go about doing that?
We would
have to have a paradigm shift in order to get to the anarcho-capitalist ideal in the first place. So, yes, it takes a lot of education. He says the second principle of status is they really, truly believe that nobody, except for the status who happens to be speaking, actually wants roads. But it takes far-seeing politicians to force us to have them. If we all had our way, we'd run outside right now, rip up the pavement in front of our homes and businesses, and throw the rubble in a ditch somewhere. We'd all prefer to ride horses to work through 10-foot-high snowdrifts because, well, I'm not sure why. But we need politicians who know better than us that it would be better to have roads and cars because ordinary people just don't get it. So the argument goes, because roads lead to improved logistical possibilities for an economy, that we need the state to steal half of our income, tell us where we can smoke, interfere with our medical decisions, and wage war on dark-skinned non-Christians in third-world countries halfway around the world. Without the state doing these things, we'll all be trapped in our homes, unable to get food and supplies to live, according to them. The question to question the need for the state because it promotes some of the most horrendous things humankind is capable of is to advocate the abolition of all material property and return to living in caves or mud huts. And this, too, is completely absurd. The failing here, intellectually, is that, like the monopoly argument above, they fail to understand the most basic mechanics of how marketplaces work. They ask, well, who will pay to have the road built? Or some variant on the question about how scarce resources get allocated in an economy. It never occurs to them to rephrase the question and substitute something else for roads. Who pays for that McDonald's to be built? Who pays to have those cell phone towers built? Well, the entrepreneur, that's who. Someone who's in search of profit. Someone who's willing to risk his money up front for the chance that he might be able to make more down the line. Someone, and this is, again, something statists, big government people, they just don't understand. They're not of that entrepreneurial mindset. Someone who surveys the current structure of the economy and assesses a need for certain goods or visions in a certain area, then marshals the needed resources to implement his vision. In both cases, the statist fails to grasp basic economic principles, and his entire worldview is informed by the outmoded and false assumptions of socialism. It's an error made by many people, so it's not completely unexpected, but it can be tiring sometimes to have to run over the same old, worn-out arguments. But we do it six nights a week here on Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about anything. Maury's on the line in New Hampshire, and this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
10 inners for Midas, December 27, 2007. Gold, 829.80 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $854.56, $421.10 for half, $210.55 for quarter. That's $854.56, $421.10, and $210.55.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likos with today's Carclinic Minute. You can't transform a sow's ear into a silk purse, but designers can convert mules into automotive thoroughbreds. The question is, can the mules keep pace with technology? The answer, when I come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Automotive mules are life-size physical prototypes that manufacturers have traditionally configured, built, and tweaked before production models are released. But wait, the whip of technology may put the mules out to pasture before they reach the starting gate. Since a single mule prototype can cost up to $500,000, and as many as 60 mules can be produced for a single model, it makes more than horse sense that today's digital engineers are now harnessing the power of supercomputers to simulate safety, drivability, and aesthetics, the triple crown of automotive design. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Yo, bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. If you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them up for free online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives going back an entire year, all there for you for free. freetalklive.com. Carla Howell is the head of the Center for Small Government. Tom Crier is known as the man who beat the IRS in court. Bob Schultz is the chairman of the We the People Foundation, and Ron Paul will eliminate the IRS if elected. All of them are working to end the income tax, and all will be at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and use the code 2008FTL to save 10%. That again, 2008FTL, it's all one word. It'll save you 10%. Really looking forward to the Liberty Forum coming up here in a matter of days. Again, it's January 3rd through the 6th. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting every single night. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So looking forward to meeting you if you're going to be there. I know, Nick, you're going to be coming out for at least two or three of the days, right?
Yeah, I'll be there Friday and Saturday.
Very cool. So once again, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We go right into the phone calls and talk to Maury in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Maury.
Hey, Ian.
Hey there.
I just caught the last little bit of you guys talking about the LP earlier.
Libertarian and, Party, yes. We have to remember that there are people listening that don't necessarily know all the acronyms.
Right. Sorry about that. Okay. Right. The Libertarian Party, and you are absolutely correct, it was hijacked at the last convention in Portland.
I think it's been going on for longer than that, though. I feel like it's been going on longer because I remember, I think it was like back in 2002 when they took a plank out of their platform. The Libertarian Party used to call for the abolition of the CIA and the FBI, and then they inexplicably removed that from their platform. And I just said, you know, this isn't the party I joined. And I sent them a letter saying that I was going to withhold any future contributions until they found their principles again. So I think it's been going on a little longer than that, but yes.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know about that one, but you're right. But this was a major massacre. This was 80% of our positions just wiped out. And
what happened, Maury? I mean, just to give our listeners a little bit of background, what happened there? Why do you think that went the way it did?
Well, it was there's a number of theories. I mean, it was a very small convention. It was like less than half the size of the previous convention. It was way out in the Northwest. It was in Portland, which made it difficult for a lot of the stalwarts and, a lot of the longstanding party members to get to. So that low turnout combined with some really strong organization on the part of they call themselves the Reform Caucus.
The infiltrators, the agents provocateur.
Exactly. Yes, they were very organized. They did direct mail. They had their people there, and I give them credit there. But we're looking to take it back this year.
Hmm.
And in May there's going to be another convention. This time it's in Denver, which is much more accessible, and it's got the attention of people like David Nolan, David Berglund.
These are some of the names you're mentioning. David Nolan was the original founder, one of the original founders of the Libertarian Party.
That's right. And David Berglund has done numerous things. He's been a presidential candidate. He's been a VP. He's been the chair. And a lot of other names that you'll recognize if you go to this website I'm about to give you. So
okay.
What I'd like to just ask is that your listeners, if they care about the LP, if they want to restore principle to the platform, that they please renew their membership in the LP, first of all. Sign the petition, which is up at restore04.com. And
now,
if at all possible, make plans to be there.
So now, as I understand it, the Libertarian Party, as of within the last few years, one of the more correct, I think, good decisions they've made was to eliminate the membership fee. So in order to be a member, you don't actually have to pay the party, right?
That was actually rescinded.
Was it?
Yeah. That only lasted a few months. Basically, the party was quickly approaching destitution. So that didn't.
So basically, you have to send these guys money in order to be a member again, so you can hopefully go to the convention and try to outvote the reformers, the people that want to make the Libertarian Party more a bigger tent, which is the translation of that means that they support more government and less principle. That's a sticky position to take, though I can...
I know.
You know, I still have a little warm spot in my heart for the Libertarian Party. I certainly, you know, if there were candidates in my area, I'd vote for them. If they were doing something, I would probably volunteer to help them out, because they're still, I think generally they're still doing good things. It's just that this is the kind of crap that has just driven me away from the world of politics, because, so much time and effort is spent on this, essentially this wrangling over the political party's platform. People will spend hours and hours of effort trying to wrest the party back under their control so it can finally, you know, be back to the way they believe it should be, but they're constantly fighting against a group of people that's just as dedicated to watering down the party and diluting it, and it just seems like such a waste of time. Am I alone on this, Nick?
I think the infighting is a waste of time, but I think the LP is valuable enough, and I was upset enough about the Portland purge, that I think enough other people in the party were upset that it'll probably be taken back at this convention.
I hope so, I really do.
It is an unfortunate waste of time to spend that much time fighting within the party instead of trying to get the message out there.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, I hear you, Ian. I mean, I know it's the last thing in the world I'd like to spend my free time doing. But I think the LP is worth fighting for, and you know, you can join at the state level. You don't have to join as a national member to be a delegate. So
now, I thought I had heard some buzz that New Hampshire, at one point, at least there were some people who were saying New Hampshire should break away from the National Party and call itself the Liberty Party or something, like the Libertarian Party.
There's a history of turmoil there, of disputes between National and New Hampshire. Some of it, I think, is justified, and others is kind of silly. But at the moment, the relationship is reasonably stable.
Well, Maury, I hope you'll keep us informed on this, and you know, let us know what happens, because I'm probably not going to be going to the Libertarian Party's convention. But hopefully, you've convinced some other people to get involved. What was the website again?
The website is restore04.com.
That's restore04.com. If you want to help get the Libertarian Party back to principle, if you feel like it's worth your while to go and do that, I know that, again, Maury, you wish you could spend your time doing other things, but unfortunately these people that have hijacked the Libertarian Party have gone and made life very difficult, which is one of the reasons why I was just completely turned off to politics in general, because I went, I joined the Libertarian Party thinking that, you know, this was a way to make a difference, and then all I saw at the party meetings was just this bickering and infighting, and nothing ever got done. If I wanted something to get done, I had to go out and do it myself, which, of course, is what I did, and as a result, I had some success. It's just so frustrating, the world of politics. And, Maury, keep us informed, all right? Thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate it, and good luck with that campaign. Because, again, I do still have a warm spot for the LP, and I hope they're successful with this. More on the way. This is your show. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. And you can control whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. And those include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. And apparently somebody emailed me to say that there have been some vandalization on my wiki page, and it's pretty funny stuff. So you can vandalize the wiki, too, if you want to. Have fun with it. Wiki.freetalklive.com. I guess someone thought I would care, but I don't.
It's just a wiki page.
Yeah. So once again, wiki.freetalklive.com is like a listener-editable version of our website. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. And again, LegalZoom.com. We go to the AMP line. Lauren Canario is on the line in New Hampshire. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, how you doing?
Super. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to Maury, last caller, who was complaining about how political party, the Libertarian political party, got taken over by people that didn't have very high principles. And that was your turnoff, too, that you stopped giving money to them because they stopped having principles.
Yes, indeed. And I'm sure I'm not the only one.
And I was just thinking, you know, if that's your political party, that's the political party that's closest to what our ideals of freedom is, we don't need it.
So what are you suggesting?
So I would say work outside the political parties because, as you sort of admitted and Maury did, that they're just kind of a waste of time and don't get very much done. And just work to improve your own life and to make freedom in your own life. And Maury also sounded like he was kind of, you know, unhappy in having to work at getting the the Libertarian Party back the way he wanted it.
Yeah.
And I'm going, dude, just don't do things with your life that you hate because, you know, life is kind of short.
That's
do things
point.
That you love.
Yeah, I don't really see any reason to spend any time trying to rescue the National Libertarian Party. I don't even know anything about the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. I haven't even bothered to, to look into it since I've moved up here because I'm just so uninterested in getting involved in, you know, politics. Now, that's not to say I'm completely uninvolved. I mean, I like Ron Paul, and I'm certainly promoting his campaign on my radio show. And as you know, Lauren, my girlfriend Julia ran for city council here in Keene, but we didn't have to get involved in political parties to do that stuff.
That makes it a little easier, yeah.
So you've had some success out with outside of the system activism, and you're definitely somebody who walks the walk. I mean, you're out there doing what you think is right, working at liberty from your viewpoint and approaching it in the way that that works best for you, and you don't have to ask anybody's permission to go and do things. You don't have to get a majority of delegates to vote in your favor if you want to take action.
Yeah, well, just if there's something that I think needs speaking up against or, you know, sitting down against or what have you, I just do it. We don't need 1,000 people behind me. We only need one so far. It seems to get a lot of people focused on the issue.
I have to say, and of course I've said it before, but I think that the activism, the outside the system stuff, is far more exciting and far more interesting than some of the political stuff that's been going on, especially here in New Hampshire. And of course, some of the things you've done, Lauren, are perfect examples of that. I think that if there was more of it going on, it would be even more powerful than it already is. And I firmly believe that it's really the outside the system stuff is going to really be the key to really achieving liberty in our lifetimes. That's not to say that I don't think politics has some level of value. While I find it despicable and disgusting in general, I still think that that we can leverage the political system in order to help spread our message of freedom, which is, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think, is that why you have found yourself somewhat, to some extent, supporting the Ron Paul campaign?
To some extent, yeah. I just couldn't help myself, even though I don't think the efficiency of it is going to be anything that people are hoping for. But I do invite everyone to try, you know, protesting, try holding a camera on a policeman once in a while. It's,
yeah,
it's really, really fun. And when you see Russell protesting, you see him smiling all the time. And Dave Ridley, he's always really grinning when he's doing his activities.
Right, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, one of our new advertisers at FreeTalkLive.com, and Russell Canning, of course, another one of the civil disobedience activists here in New Hampshire and the publisher of the Keene Free Press. I totally think that more people need to take this particular tact because it's far more powerful than any political action, and you don't have to wait around. You know, you don't have to go to conventions and vote as delegates to try to change the party platform and then 2 years later run a candidate. You don't have to wait 4 years to actually do anything. You can, and that's not to say the libertarian people don't do anything in the meantime. Certainly there's some outreach that can be done, but generally they focus around the elections, and it's just, there's lots we can do outside of the political seasons, and you should be applauded, Lauren, for helping lead the charge in that way.
Yeah, just try it sometime. It's really fun.
Better yet, come on up here and meet Lauren, and you can get some tips from her. And I just think that there's an amazing group of people here in New Hampshire, and we are having fun, and that really is the most important part. Lauren, any other thoughts tonight?
None that I can remember.
Great call. Thanks for it.
Bye.
800-259-9231. You're kind of silent during that, Nick. Any other thoughts?
No, I think she has a point. I think a lot of times outside the system gets a point across a lot more directly. I think there are constructive and not constructive ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to be, if you actually want to affect the overall system, I think you have to choose when you make your points and make your stance. But I think she has a point. I see more of a role for politics probably than Lauren, and maybe more than you. But I think that outside the system, civil disobedience helps direct that a lot better, and I think that's needed. I don't think just going going to conventions and voting in the primaries is going to get us where we want to be
right.
anytime soon.
Before you know it, you know, 30 years have gone by and nothing's happened.
Well, that's what's happened up to this point.
Right.
So.
So, and by the way, you know, what other examples of civil disobedience, at least from a pro-liberty perspective, can you point to that's happening anywhere outside of New Hampshire?
Not many. Civil disobedience isn't practiced very often.
Right. And I think that's a problem.
Oh, I think it is, too.
I think that we've seen some amazing results from just a few instances that is where it has happened here in New Hampshire. If it were to be happening more often in more places, I think there would be some amazing things that would occur as a result.
Well, civil disobedience illustrates better than just an intellectual discussion how the state is forced. When you drive without a driver's license and you're thrown in jail.
Or do a nail filing out in front of you with no license.
Right. You get arrested for that. That demonstrates how the state is forced to most people. And then they go, well, we should change that. And do you change it with more civil disobedience or through politics? That's a question for the individual to decide. But I think civil disobedience does bring people to the realization that the state is forced and that we need to change that.
You know, one of the other things, just since we were sort of talking about the Libertarian Party and how ineffective they are, I think in a lot of cases the Libertarian Party's candidates, I think they reach a little too far. That's not to say that there's not a value in running a Libertarian presidential candidate, because, again, they'll get some attention and a little bit of media coverage, which will help expose people to the message. So I can see some value in that. But generally, I think a lot of their candidates run for offices that are a little bit too big for their britches, if you will. I think, you know, going for U.S. House or U.S. Senate is a little too much. I think maybe focusing your resources on a smaller seat like a city council or something like that is far more of an attainable goal. And, in fact, Libertarians have been elected to city council positions around the country. Not a whole lot of them.
I think there may have been. Has there ever been a state rep? I think one or two may have made it through at some point here or there.
State rep or U.S. rep?
State rep.
State rep Don Gorman in New Hampshire.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I mean,
only a couple.
I think you're much better to focus locally and at your state level than focusing nationally. You have to build a base, and they don't have the base. They don't have a foundation like the major parties do with a moneyed foundation to get them there.
Which is why I don't even understand the whole idea of focusing on the National Libertarian Party. I find that to be, you know, almost a completely worthless organization. More on the way. 800-259-9231. Angel in California, you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Amp stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, completely voluntary. You know the website's free, so it's above and beyond all that. And we'll take that money in and turn it around into getting the show on more radio stations, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So, once again, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about it. Learn about the perks you get, like access to the amp-only call-in line, which Lauren was on a few moments ago, as well as the amp chat room and the amp-only forum. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go into the phones and talk to Angel at KCAA in California. Hello, Angel.
Hey, Ian. Happy holidays. How are you today?
Hey, dude. Doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I heard you coming out of the first break, I believe. You're talking about Liberty meeting, I think, with Tom Cryer.
The Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2008, it's happening on January 3rd through the 6th, and really looking forward to it. All kinds of people, including the guy you mentioned there, who's Tom Cryer was the guy that defeated the IRS this past year, as I understand it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm calling about. He actually does a show on the KCAA affiliate here at 7 o'clock on Fridays, right after your show ends.
Oh, cool. I was
unaware. Yeah, so he battles, income tax questions and stuff like that.
Is he actually there in your studio? Is he local to Riverside?
No. He does call in.
Gotcha.
Satellite, or, he calls in, and we do it that way. But
it's originating. It's originating from KCAA, or is it a syndicated show?
Yeah, no, he's he came back to do it on KCAA.
Oh, cool.
And I think he's trying to open up more syndication. So.
Great. Best of luck to him.
Yeah, so I just wanted to fill you in on that.
Okay. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Tomorrow I go give the government some more money for this whole driver's license thing, and I was going to kind of track that stuff and maybe let you know how that thing is going as well.
All right.
Here we get to sit around in a circle and tell people how our day was also, so I'm looking forward to that.
Wait, what is this?
This is from the driver's license revoke deal that I had.
Right. I know that you've been just going through this nightmare of bureaucracy and requirements and fees
and
jumping through their hoops. But what is this sitting around in a circle part? I'm not familiar with that.
That's the alcohol education class that I will be having to take here shortly.
Even though you've been clean for years.
Oh, yeah.
They're making you take that.
But, you know, I'm taking it all in stride and just trying to, I guess, take the education again.
Well, what can you do? I mean, they're going to mandate that you do these things. There's no point in being too upset about it. Otherwise, you're just going to give yourself an ulcer or something.
That's right. That's right. I've already been called a grump since the age of five, so I can't let this stuff bother me too much. But, here we get to sit around and tell everybody how our day was and, you know, and how we're feeling right now and stuff like that. So it should be fun and interesting. I'm semi-looking forward to that and the Alcohol Anonymous meetings they're making me do also. So it's going to be a new adventure.
Well, there's got to be a good way to make the best of it, you know, maybe promote KCAA or something like that.
I'm going to document it as well and, you know, share any information that I can. I try to give back to the community, so... I'm going to spread it which way I could.
Well, best of luck, Angel, and thanks for the call, as always. 1-800-259-9231. I said we were going to talk about toads, and I'm serious. Kansas City, Missouri, this from the Liberator Online, theadvocates.org, their biweekly publication, which is excellent. I highly recommend subscribing to it. But it is new highs in the war on drugs. Mark it down as another glorious victory. A Kansas City, Missouri man has been arrested and charged with possessing a toad. More specifically, possession with the intent to get high off of the venom from the toad. After raiding a home on suspicions that drugs are being manufactured there, police arrested David S. Thies and his toad, to be precise, his Sonoran Desert Toad. When this breed of toad gets angry or scared, it secretes a venom containing bufotenin. Bufotenin, when ingested, is a hallucinogen. Thus, the federal government, ever vigilant of what we do with our own bodies and minds, has outlawed it. County Prosecutor Daniel White was careful to point out that mere possession of a toad, even a Sonoran Desert toad, is not per se illegal, but possession with the intent to use its venom to get high is illegal. And since Thies was charged with several drug offenses, among them possessing mescaline, a controlled substance extracted from a cactus, he surely must have owned the toad for sinister reasons. In such cases, Prosecutor White says, the toad is considered drug paraphernalia, and owners must face the consequences. Naturally, the internet is part of the menace. Prosecutor White warns that some websites feature instructional videos on how to extract the venom and smoke it. Thies was released on bond. However, the toad was kept in custody at the police crime lab. Somehow that doesn't seem fair. United Press International reports that Thies is believed to be the first person in the Kansas City area to be charged with toad licking. But if vigilant Kansas City drug warriors have their way, he will certainly not be the last. Now, in our view, arresting people for owning a toad or smoking toad venom is stupid and idiotic and laughable, not to mention tyrannical. And judging from the hundreds of mocking news stories around the world that have been written about this case, many people agree. But is it any less absurd and tyrannical than arresting people for, say, growing and smoking a common plant, something we've heard from reliable sources happens quite often in the United States of America? One time, America was hailed as the land of the free, but now we can be hauled off by the cops for owning a toad for non-government sanctioned purposes. What would Thomas Jefferson say? The Kansas City Star and the Advocates for Self-Government. I mean, who would have thought, huh?
I mean, I've seen parodies done about people being arrested for toad licking and having anti-drug campaigns about that.
And now it has become reality.
It has become reality. It's a good point that it sounds ridiculous to most people that you would be arrested for that. But by the same token, marijuana is illegal. Many substances are illegal that, when you really think about it, doesn't make much sense to arrest an adult for possessing something that they want to consume.
And look at the steps that some people will go through to get high.
They'll buy a toad and...
Well, can you go and buy a Sonoran Desert toad? I suppose there are probably some exotic dealers out there you can probably get those things
from.
I'm sure
there's probably a market for them because they do contain
a... But, I mean, that sounds like a process. You have to extract the venom from the toad in order to actually be able to utilize it. It's not like you can lick this toad. There's some sort of venom process there. Maybe it comes out through his skin. Maybe that's why.
It's a secretion through the skin, and I believe Arrowhead was saying it is smoked on some kind of heated disc, heated up and smoked.
That's amazing to me. Just some of the steps people will go through to get high. They don't care if it's legal or illegal. They're going to do it anyway. Why do we need to put these people in jail?
But what kind of... I mean, when you look at the war on drugs and the burdens it's created on society, do we really need to expand it? I mean, how much social harm is done by consuming toad venom every year compared to the amount of social harm and loss of freedom that will happen if we crack down on... Well, it's a real possibility. If we crack down on toads, I mean... Could be all kinds of red tape, but
this is just
nuts. You know, more bad news this week. January 1st, Salvia divinorum becomes illegal in Illinois.
Oh, okay.
That takes a.
Is that the first state to do that, or is there a couple more?
I think Delaware did it first. No federal law yet. Hopefully, there won't be one.
Stock up while you can.
No, it's. I mean, it's mail order. It's legal in so many places.
Right.
It's going to be, even with it illegal, it'll be very hard for them to control it. But they're
it's always hard for them to control it.
But they're going to be treating it as the same as a Schedule I drug. So they're going to be treating it the same as marijuana possession or heroin possession.
Sure.
Sale or any of that. It's going to be the same.
Hey, well, that's a good market opportunity for people that are willing to flaunt the law and work the black market. You know, stock up now on the Salvia, and then once it goes illegal... It'll become illegal for the vendors to sell it to Illinois, so the mail order vendors will be breaking the law by selling it to Illinois residents. So most of them will just say, sorry, can't sell it to you. So it actually will get a little more difficult to find Salvia in the state, which means it's a perfect opportunity for someone looking to make a little bit of profit, you know, black market drug dealers, that sort of thing. You stock up when it's legal at a cheap legal price, and then you sell it out on the streets after it goes illegal and, you know, double or triple your money or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite a lot to go through to try to outlaw a perfectly harmless plant, but they're willing to put people through it.
So, hey, here's another one for you. Since this war on drugs is just so nuts, I mean, they arrested a man for having a toad. I mean, that's how insane it has gotten. And you have to remember that occasionally these cops will... They'll be, you know, they really get off on doing the kicking in the door thing and rushing into people's houses.
Some of them do.
With guns pointed. The ones that do those jobs.
Usually if you're in narcotics, if you're in the DEA, you do, yes.
And so it's all fun and games for the police until they hurt the wrong person. Of course, in my opinion, it's all bad. They should just stop it all. But it's even worse when they are kicking in the door of somebody who's never even had anything to do with drugs. They've never been connected with a drug dealer or anything like that, and the cops just blew it. Well, in Battle Creek, Michigan, a law enforcement student says she might give up her dream of police work after officers stormed her home while searching for bomb-making material. So again, not drugs. We'll continue this story here in a few moments. It's not just her, though. There's another story as well that's related where people have just... been screwed over by the police. We'll tell you about it in hour number three. It's all completely unnecessary. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Have you ever...